Democratic and Republican
leaders.
We're
going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Prabue. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The federal tax overhaul could affect Michigan's tax code. The federal personal exemption has been eliminated, but Michigan has state deductions tied to it. Governor Snyder wants to restore the state's personal exemptions so that Michigan doesn't collect more tax than it would have before the federal change. Since you and I aren't CPAs, we can stay out of the particulars, Jack. But I am curious what you think about this process of trying to make offsetting changes to state law in response to federal law.
Well, I know CPAs who don't even understand this, but a part of this, of course, is political. People have the impression they were getting a tax cut. They said what the Trump administration told them, and now all of a sudden they'd be socked with a federal tax increase. So I don't pretend to know how all this shakes out in terms of bottom line revenue for the state and who exactly will suffer and who exactly will get some relief. But again, in uncharted territory, trying to sort of give themselves political cover and also to hold the citizens harmless, but it just remains to be seen. I think we won't really know until we've gone through a whole year of people filing.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, State Senator Patrick Kolbeck, and Saginaw physician Jim Hines are all running for the Republican nomination for governor, and they're planning to be part of a series of town halls before the primary. State Attorney General Bill Schuette's also running, but his spokesperson says Schuette won't participate, although he's not ruling out being part of other debates and forums. Can we read anything into that move by Schuette's campaign?
Well, actually, it's interesting that Bill Schuette is taking a page from Rick Snyder's playbook. The men don't like each other very much, but back in 2010, Rick Snyder, who started out an underdog, started participating in these forums and town halls and then decided not to. He sort of pulled out and let his two main opponents, Mike Cox and Pete Hoekstra, now the ambassador to the Netherlands, pretty much annihilate each other. And they ended up hating each other, beating each other's brains out, and Snyder ran away with the nomination.
State House Speaker Tom Leonard says U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions needs to back off on plans to increase federal prosecutions in marijuana cases. Marijuana's illegal at the federal level. He made those comments to the Detroit News. Leonard's running for state attorney general, and he's a Republican. Are you surprised that he's at odds with Sessions' position?
No, not at all. In fact, Sessions has been getting some heavy criticism from Republicans who says this is really not conservative doctrine. This is just him being a Puritan moralist. Public opinion has changed quite a bit on marijuana in recent years, much as it has on same-sex marriage. And a majority of people favor legalizing marijuana. Almost everybody favors legalizing medical marijuana. And Leonard can read the polls. Plus, people in general, I think, don't like the federal government telling other units of government, their local units of government, what to do. So I think politically it's a fairly shrewd move for Leonard. I'm not saying that he's only doing it for crass political reasons.
And, Jack, there's a good chance that Michiganders will get to vote on a marijuana legalization measure on the statewide ballot here in November. If federal prosecutors really do start cracking down between now and then, do you think that'll have any effect on the campaigns for or against legalization here in the state?
I think it'll very much help the campaigns for legalization. Again, it's a case of Big Brother, the federal government, swaggering around and cracking down on activity people think should be legal. Of course, there are some people who are very much opposed to marijuana in any form, but those people would have voted against this anyway, and I think this tactic could really backfire on Mr. Sessions if they end up doing this. It's sort of like Prohibition. When Prohibition was on, alcohol was prohibited. Some people started drinking who hadn't been drinking before.
Jack, thanks a lot.
I'll drink to that.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.